The following radio play has been adapted from Ramasur, a novel by Rick DeMille. Welcome to the first episode, The Trip Home.
He's standing on the edge of what? A promontory? A building? Or a story?
Yes, something is going to happen, but he doesn't know what.
All he knows is that he shuffled closer to the edge and is looking down into the darkness. But no, not looking down into it, but falling through it. The darkness caresses his cheek and his forehead as he falls and falls and falls toward the pavement below. And he wonders what should go through a man's head at a time like this, when he's falling toward the sudden end of his own story. But now he realizes, or at least he thinks he does, that he's not falling at all. The motion isn't vertical, but horizontal, and he's moving across space, and his body is swaying and shifting as he's carried forward. But what device is this? What's carrying him? He settles back now and feels the buck and lurch, the careen and sway, and he hears the clickety-clack of wheels on rails, as this train plunges through darkened space. He looks out the window and sees a face there, moving at the same speed as the train, following him. He doesn't have to ask himself whose face this is, for he knows damn well. It's a face from the past, the old enemy. But where are they going? There you go, a riddle.
What place can only be reached by going forward in space, but backward in time?
Now this man's thoughts are interrupted by the sound of the door opening. Someone comes into the train compartment and sits with a huff.
Hey friend, where are you going?
Where? He doesn't know. But why can't he recall? Has the enemy stolen this memory from him? Now the man closes his eyes and feels the vibration of the metal wheels pulsing through the carriage springs and rising into his pelvis. But the intruder continues.
Hey, what's the big secret? You gotta be going somewheres.
The man looks outside the train window and sees the enemy smiling.
Go ahead. Tell him where you're going.
So the man says,
I'm just going somewhere. Ha! Somewhere? Hey, you know what? I used to live there.
When the enemy hears this, he chuckles.
He's laughing at you. Everyone laughs at you.
Now the man looks at the enemy and says,
oh, just leave me alone.
But the intruder thinks the man is talking to him.
Sure, friend. I'll leave you alone. But first you gotta tell me something. If you can't tell me where you're going, you can at least tell me where you're coming from.
But the man can't remember. The enemy has stolen all his memories.
Well, are you going to answer me?
Oh, it's not important. I'm just going somewhere.
Ha! Huh. So you're coming from somewhere and you're going to somewhere. Hey, that means you're going back to where you came from. Or maybe, you never left at all. Am I right or am I right? Say, you going to answer me? Ah, just forget it. Okay. Just tell me who you are, and I won't ask you nothing else. You gotta have a name.
Go ahead. Tell him who you really are.
Hey, I'm talking to you. Did you hear what I said?
Do you know who you are? Who I am? Who we are?
The man looks out at the enemy and says,
oh, why don't you just shut up? Hey, jackass, don't tell me to shut up. You don't want to tell me who you are? Well, you know what? I don't need to know, because I already know who you are. You're an asshole. That's who you are.
Everyone knows you're nothing.
Now the man shouts at the tormentor.
I'm gonna kill you, you bastard. Oh yeah? We'll see.
But before the intruder can do anything, the man punches the cold, hard glass, wanting to break through it and smash the smirking face behind. Then he punches it again and again.
Blood smears across the enemy's face, from his eyes to his mouth. The intruder begins to back away, opens the door, and shouts at the man before he leaves.
I'm getting out of here, man. You're a mental case.
Now the man screams at the enemy.
You're supposed to be dead!
But the tormentor just smiles, and the man can see that the blood is on the glass, and that the smiling enemy is untouched. A milky white light appears on the eastern horizon, and the face of the enemy vanishes. In its place, a round gray lake appears with a mine headframe on its shore. Its reflection is inverted on the surface of the water. The man looks at it, and then at its twin, and knows he's home.
The Trip Home was written and read by Rick DeMille. Music by Mark Sergeyevich Britnikoff and Duncan Cameron. This has been a Charlie Cormorant production. Stay tuned for episode 2.